Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is Red Men Bite Size, and my word, have I got a few stories for you today. Loads and loads of transfer news, as is to be expected. We are one game out from the end of the season. Liverpool have not made Champions League. Probably, almost definitely. And as such, transfer news is what it's going to be about from here on in. So I'm going to get started. Now, I've got no idea how to say this first person's name, so massive apologies. But it's on from 90minutes.com, this one. And they reported last week that Joshua Kimmich is considering his future at Bayern. Europe's elite clubs are being kept informed of developments. Now, there's no link per se to Liverpool being one of those clubs that are interested in Kimmich. They go on to say Pavard has been linked with a move to Barcelona, but he's also being closely watched by Arsenal, Newcastle and Manchester United. Oh, Champions League clubs. Oh, it's starting already, isn't it? But Arsenal, Liverpool and Newcastle apparently are keeping tabs on Leipzig duo Dani Olmo and Dominic Szoboszlai. That's the name I couldn't say. The latter scoring the clinching goal from the penalty spot. So these are names, Dani Olmo, certainly, that we've heard over the years. Yeah, it's an interesting one with him, really, because certainly with Dani Olmo, he's 25 years old. Now, he's won quite a lot of trophies in his career, to be perfectly honest with you. He's a bit of an attacking midfield. They're valued at around 40 million quid. So I could definitely see us being interested in someone like that. He's been at Leipzig now since January 2020. He signed from Dinamo Zagreb for around about 29 million euros. I guess that was about 25 million pounds. He can play on the right wing. He can play on the left wing. So there's versatility there, which I think is something that Jürgen's going to want. In this new formation, will he be one of the sort of advanced eights or one of the front five? Certainly. Could he back up Mo Salah if needed? Maybe. Could he back up the left wing if needed? Although we've got loads of options for the left wing. Maybe. I think that's interesting. Now, these are the first ones that I've heard of these in a little while, but apparently we had scouts for the weekend's game over and watching the Leipzig duo, so could be interesting, and we'll watch for developments in that situation. Now, this is one that I'm not going to like, and Fajares, I think that's how you say it, is a Spanish publication. They've been very busy today. I've seen like three articles by this newspaper. I've never even heard of them until today, to be honest with you. And now, you're not going to like this, so brace yourselves. If you're driving your car, pull over to the left-hand side. Make sure you're okay. Got your windows done up because you're going to want to scream. Real Madrid want Andrew Robertson. There, I said it, okay. Real Madrid want Andy Robertson. Apparently, Carlo Ancelotti wants him. So Fajares, if that's how you say it, I've got no idea, reckon that the fantastic defender of Liverpool has burst onto Carlo Ancelotti's horizon. The operation would haunt the fork of 45 to 50 million euros. Now, as you can probably tell, I'm reading from a translated website. I'm assuming haunt the fork means it would cost around 45 to 50 million euros. And then they're talking basically about replacing Phil and Mendy. which is interesting. And it says here, the option to take the place of depleted Ferland Mendy. Now, I read in between the lines here, it's not suggesting for a moment that we would swap Ferland Mendy plus money for Andy Robertson. It is just saying he's going to take the place of him. So yeah, Andy Robertson wanted by Real Madrid. Ugh, I don't like the sound of that at all. And I would rate that as a big no-no. That's not happening. Liverpool just won't sell to Real Madrid, even if they can't knock us out the Champions League next season. Out of spite, we will not sell to Real Madrid. Now, another interesting story here. Sky Germany now have reported that Arsenal have made a bid for Declan Rice. It's believed to be in the region of £70 million or €80 million. Sky Information has spoken internally about the England international, and there's been an exchange between Bayern and the advisors of Rice, and this is why Sky Germany have got the story, because Bayern Munich are interested. Now, what they're saying is Bayern won't be able to go up to that sort of €80 million thing. It's too much for them. But it is also stating that Chelsea FC and Liverpool FC are also interested in Declan Rice. So if Arsenal have made a bid for Declan Rice of around £70 million, if Liverpool are serious, we will probably find out soon. If Chelsea are serious and have more money left, then we will probably find out soon. Because one way or another, it looks like the bidding war for Declan Rice is going to have started. Now, that being said, I can't imagine anything gets done until after the Conference League final, because you just would not want to, you know, West Ham in a European final. They do not want anything like this on the horizon in the newspapers or in the media or anything. So it might be a little bit longer, probably, than that. Next story is about Bobby Firmino. Obviously, played his last home game at Liverpool Football Club. We were all gutted. We all sang our hearts out. Of course we did. It's what we do. Now, on potential teams for him, the two teams that have been linked, the Daily Mail linked us to him to Barcelona around about a month and a half ago now. I remember doing that on a bite size. Real Madrid have always been cited with an interest to Bobby Firmino, which tells you a bit about the sort of calibre of the player still. I mean, he's still got really good return for us this season, hasn't he? I mean, he's got 12 goals and 5 assists and 34 appearances. That's not 34 starts, but that's still really good for Bobby Firmino. And he's looked like a centre-forward at times more than a false nine at times, certainly at the weekend he did. But yeah, so what they're saying in this one, and it is that Fichajes again. Sorry, can't say a word like that. Just can't do it. It's not in my vocabulary, shall we say. They're saying the bookmakers are placing Barcelona as the leader in the career for its signing, as I'm assuming that just means they're making them the betting favourite. Ahead of teams like Napoli, who are cited with an interest in Real Madrid. Real Madrid looking for a viable option to cover the decrease in performance of Karim Benzema. This is a Spanish publication. The decrease in performance of Karim Benzema. Into Milan, AC Milan and Juventus apparently all showing an interest in Bobby Firmino, but the newspaper goes on to talk about the legendary qualities of Bobby, and it looks like Barcelona, well, at least according to the English bookmakers, I suppose, is the favourite right now. Big story to end, of course, but before that, because the story at the end is obviously the Gravenberch story that I led with. Neil Jones has just sort of thrown a cat amongst the pigeons, shall we say, just a minute or two before I was about to record this show. Now, he's written an article about Jorge Schmacker, the guy who is going to be coming in as a short-term director of football, possibly this week, to look over our transfers and sort of hammer these deals out. A big, long-ranging article, very good article by Neil Jones. You know him as the journalist who comes on Reb N Plus and does Reb N Journal Insight and all that type of stuff. Very much a friend of the show. He has a lot of information, proper journalist, unlike me and anyone at Redmen. And he's thrown a load of new names in just at the bottom of the article. So I'm going to read a little bit from Neil Jones's article. Signing at least two new midfielders is a priority. McAllister of Brighton is a key target, and Liverpool believe they have a chance of landing Chelsea star Mount. Gravenberch is of interest if Bayern opting to sell, while Tian Koopmeiners from Atalanta, Mateus Nunes from Wolves and Kefren Turan from Nice are among those admired. Defensive reinforcements would also be desirable, particularly if Matip and Phillips were to leave. Jurrien Timber of Ajax has been linked, with Nayef Aguerd of West Ham and Levi Colwill, Chelsea, he's on loan at Brighton, are also well liked. Now, I've not done any research into any of those things, and it doesn't say that. I suppose this article, and this is, you know, why Nails is a good journalist, is he's saying these are the people that I know that Liverpool like. So, yeah, take from that what you will, but, you know, ones there that catch my eye is Jurrien Timber of Ajax, obviously centre-back, could play that left-side of centre-half role that I've been talking about for a little while now. Gravenberch is obviously the last story of today. Mateus Nunes, we know that Liverpool are interested. Kefren Turan's a really interesting prospect over in Nice. So, yeah, a few things there from Neil, to be honest with you. Hopefully some of them come true.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And the final story of the day, and this is sort of the bigger one really, is apparently Gravenberch has asked Bayern to be transferred to Liverpool. And again, Fichais are all over it today. It's like they've just launched with, I don't know, Paul Joyce of Spanish publications. Now, I don't know whether it's like Paul Joyce, whereby if Paul Joyce says something, it happens. This doesn't feel like that, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. A newspaper that I've never heard of, coming up with three stories today for Liverpool Football Club, and they're all based in Spain. And this one's about a German player. Anyway, I don't know. I'm going to read you what it says in broken English. The Dutch player is fed up with his lack of minutes at Bayern, hopes to be able to set sail for Anfield this summer. Not sure if you would set sail from Germany, Bayern Munich particularly. I'm pretty certain I've been there and I'm pretty sure it's landlocked. Anyway, I imagine he'd fly to Anfield. The first season of Gravenberch in the Allianz is not being as expected, as I think we all know by now. He hasn't had that regularity at all, nowhere near as many minutes as he would have liked. He's only played 23 times. He's only played 506 minutes, so what's that? Just over five full football matches, really, when you include his Champions League minutes. You're getting up to about 8 or 9 full matches. No goals, no assists. Obviously, he's a bit more of a defensive midfielder. FB Ref actually have some quite interesting names linked with him in terms of similar players and stuff like that. You're looking at Youssef Fofana, Alexis McAllister, Jude Bellingham, Federico Valverde, Ivan Rakitic. I'm not sure I agree with all of them. I do think he is a bit more defensive minded and stuff. And when you dive into his sort of defensive numbers and stuff, they look pretty good, to be fair. So I would absolutely say to you to check out fbref.com and have a look at Gravenberch's full scouting report. It is absolutely brilliant resource for anybody who's interested in that type of content. So, yeah, what he's saying is Thomas Tuchel's come in. The article goes on to say basically he still hasn't had the minutes that he believes he deserves or that he wants. And apparently, for hires are getting to know of an upcoming meeting between the player and the German club where Gravenberch will request to be transferred to Liverpool, where he believes he can have a key role after a year in which things have not gone as expected at Anfield. Now, Jürgen, apparently... is obviously going to have to settle for Europa League, and obviously with the likes of Milner and Ox going, Gravenberch could be one of the first reinforcements that we'd seek to bring in for the 23-24 season to recover the lost competitiveness. So yeah, Dutch midfielder Ryan Gravenberch apparently is going to ask to be transferred to Liverpool, according to Fahayesh. So there you go. That has been Red Men TV Bite Size for another day. The Gravenberch stuff's really interesting to me. I'd hate to see Bobby go to Real Madrid. I'd much prefer him to go to Barcelona. I'd hate to see Robbo go to Real Madrid. And I'd hate to see Declan Rice go to Arsenal. I hope you've enjoyed that show as much as I have. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next week on Bite Size.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.